Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I am your host, Lady Flavor from Flavor News, Flavor News Radio, and I welcome you to my house. I open up the doors and I open up the phone lines for anybody that is of a creative soul or loves creative souls. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I welcome you to call in and promote yourself, who you are, what you do, if you've got a product that you're working on, that you're selling, if you have an event that's taking place sometime in the near future. You know, please feel free to call in and let us know about who you are and what you do. There are so many great things taking place right now. Actually, over on WGDP radio over in Maryland is hosting my family right now, Black Stacks, on their station as a feature. We've got the Spoken Word Billboard Awards taking place. I am so jealous. I so want to be out there. My dear brother, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, is out there being honored in Canton, Michigan right now. My group, my boys, Synergy, are performing tonight at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. And I just cannot wait to see videos and pictures. I've been telling all my people, you know, you got to take pictures. I want to see it. So one of these days, I'm going to have that capability to hop on airplanes and start, you know, making some visits to different locations around the United States. But you know what? Until then, let me just hang out with you here at Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Cell and see what we can do in playing some great tracks and maybe even opening up the phone line for some great conversation and hearing from you, the creative souls. I'm going to start out the first set with an artist out of Washington, D.C. His name is Christopher Fields, and this is an amazing piece, one of my favorite pieces by him off of the Christopher Fields Project CD. This is Black Man.
Black Man. Brother, do you know who you are? When I walk that black man walk, and don't let me talk that black man talk. And when I claim my black man birthright as the king of kings, a black man raised up on red Kool-Aid, cornbread, and collard greens. Looking back on my days as a little black boy and all of that black joy, my black grandfather told me about his journey perilous out of the South. I heard from my black self from that black man's mouth that he promised God if he got him out of the South safely, he would never go back. And I watched that black man keep that promise until he was called back to the essence. I thank God for that black man and all of the lessons. And I thank God for the majestic black man that my father is. And I will honor that black man for as long as he lives. And when his black man body is no longer here for the physical eye to see, his black man spirit will come again in me. And I won't look for those two great black men to fall down out of the sky, because heaven's not that high when you look within and understand that only the flesh can die. My black man body is a vessel for God's Holy Spirit. My black body is amazing. And when sweat glistens on my black body like the morning dew drops on a flower, and when I fill out my application for some black power, I'll get work in the black revolution to make the world understand that the black man is not the problem, but the black man is the solution. Yeah, the black the come correct, the right and exact man, 360 degrees of pure power. Black man, accept your own and know thy black self. Not knowing black man could be bad for your black health, see. I'm a black man with black hands, and my black hand wants to shake your black hand, but every black hand is not attached to a wide awake black man. So as the creeper sleeps on black love, and I go about my everyday black man, same old same. Black on black love is all that I can think of. And when I do my black man deep thinking, my black thoughts are so funky. If you listen, they be stinking. And when I cop my black man attitude, I claim this here third rock, both longitude and latitude. And if my ebony eyes start to cry, or I look like I have a story to tell, it's just that a politician's heaven is a black man's hell. And this black man knows firsthand the pressure of being a young black male. See, I became a suspect the moment that I stepped outside of my home, and I fit so many descriptions, I must be a black man clone. But I believe in my heart of hearts that I have been endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights, and I believe that I have the right to be judged by my words, by my deeds, and by the content of my character, and not by some flawed connection of my complexion to a predisposition for crime. And black man, I believe that you and I can disagree and nobody has to die. And black man, I believe that I have the right to walk down the street without you shooting at me as you drive by. I am sick and tired of black on black violence, but I'm more sick and I'm more tired of black on black silence. I'm tired of hearing how the black man is getting all of the jobs today. They say we're underqualified yet overpaid. Now, in one breath, we're getting all of the jobs, but in their next breath, we're all on welfare, ignorant and lazy. If not for the grace of God, every black man might go crazy. So when I do my black man reflecting, my black self checking, my black stereotype correcting, black hate wrecking, black to black connecting, God manifesting, black man duty. And when we as a people find the courage and the time to run a check up from the neck up, and we discover that a waste is a terrible thing to mind, and the woman is treated and carries herself as though she were divine, oh, black man, peace is what you'll find. Back in the day, they would look at me and say, boy, you so black, boy, you cough smoke. Back in the day, they would look at me and say, boy, you so black, boy, you sweat oil. That was back in the day until I heard someone else say, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. And as I grew into the knowledge of God and self, I learned that the deeper the black man is, the tighter the noose, see. Don't you go and get black man bold, because you will not see black man old, or so I'm told. But I'm a black man who understands my blackness is not a disease, and I will die right here, right now, on my black feet before I live 1 second on Negro knees. I stretch my black man hand out over troubled waters and I say, peace, be still, get up, mighty black man, you can accomplish what you will. Stand up.
Man by my dear, dear friend Christopher Fields out there in Washington, D.C. I've known him for many, many years, back in the day when MySpace was popular and he went by the name of Poetry Man. So again, that was Black Man off of his Christopher Fields Project CD. And I actually did a review on that particular CD, so you can go over to flavanews.com and hit the archives of reviews by me and see what my thoughts are on that particular CD. Again, I want to welcome everybody to Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is where I open up the phone lines for you, the creative souls, to call in and promote yourself, who you are, what you do, and, you know, we want to hear from you. I see somebody's got their hands raised, and I think I am definitely going to be pleasantly surprised, so let me open up the phone line. All right. Caller from the 313 area code. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style.
Hey, how you doing, Lady Flavor?
I'm so good. How are you, Mr. Dickey?
Good. Oh, you know who it was. How are you?
I am so thrilled that you called in, so I am very good, my friend. How are things going for you out there in Michigan?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah, so I want to introduce to you my listening audience. This is Tyrone Dickey, who is of Steph and Ty, well, Hats and, is it Hats and Apparel?
Yeah, it's Steph and Ty, Tech Fashion.
Okay, so do me a favor, Ty, and turn down your computer speaker because I can hear the feedback of you talking.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, there we go. So, you know, Ty, tell us about who you are, what you do, and, you know, and yes, I'm going to be getting one of your amazing, amazing hats as soon as I get settled into my house. But tell us about who you are, what you do, and how you got started in the hat business.
Oh, okay. Steph and I, it's a husband and wife design team company, small company, clothing. Steph, which is my wife, is the designer and the maker of the clothes. Myself, the tie, I'm the marketing part of the company. So we've been designing and making clothing now for actually 20 years. We're going on 20 years.
Okay.
We started in the Washington, D.C. area in 1992 with the clothing line. We moved from D.C. to New York. We stayed a stand in New York, did that, left New York and moved to Baltimore with the clothes. And stayed a nice period of time in Baltimore. Left Baltimore, moved to Philadelphia, left Philly, moved to Chicago.
Wow,
Chicago,
okay.
Back to Baltimore. And
okay.
Now we live in Detroit. And
okay.
We actually love in Detroit.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got to ask this. Since you just, you know, explained to us how you've made many, many moves, was the decision to make all the moves based on the business and trying to get the business going, you know, or how did it work for you in being in those different locations out there on the East Coast in having your business, you and your wife?
It was based upon us trying to, you know, get the business established. When you're a small company, you know, there's not a lot of finances that you're working with.
Right.
So, you know, the moves were based upon finance. And actually what I was not realizing what was happening as we were moving to these various cities, we were growing following for the clothing.
Okay.
So which kind of, you know, took off. And, you know, it's like each city that we've lived in, we've gained something from it. And we've gained really good people, you know, and friends from the city, you know, from each city. And, you know, just kind of just steps in building the business. Now, after, I mean, well, we're at our 20th year. We're still around. We're still small. But, you know, we try to make a decent product for people to buy. And, you know, keep it, you know, we're keeping it, you know, stateside with the work. You know, we,
right.
you know, we're doing everything ourselves.
Right.
You know, from the manufacturing to the sales to you name it, vending events, stores, you know, a little bit of everything. But it's been a great journey. I wouldn't trade the journey for anything.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you next. I mean, clearly you and your wife have a passion for it, for you to have invested so much time and energy and hard work and determination and making these different moves, and then at the same time recognizing that in making all those moves, you have created a following and a fan base and all of that, and customers and all along the way. So clearly it's something you must love to do, because I can't imagine you and your wife going through all of that if you didn't love it.
No, and that's, you know what, Lady Flavor, that's with anything that you do. You really got to have a passion for it. And
right.
Also you have to have patience too, you know.
Right.
And just keep at it, you know, don't stop, don't get talked out of doing it, you know, because, you know, we both know that there's a lot of people that will come along and say, oh, that's a crazy idea, that's a crazy idea, but that's
yeah.
not necessarily true. Some of the craziest ideas are things that we benefit from today, like Starbucks coffee,
right?
Like Walmart, you know, so, you know, have a dream, follow it, and, you know, just keep going with it, you know.
And it's interesting that you said that, Ty, because of the fact, you know, and you brought up Starbucks. Starbucks, you know, is a Seattle-based business. And it started as a little just like a coffee stand in Pike Place Market here in Seattle. And look at what it is. I mean, it's global now. I'm sure he would have never thought at that time when he opened up his little coffee stand that he was going to grow like this. The other thing is that the things that you have created, you and your wife, to what Starbucks has created, to even like what I'm doing with Flavor News, there are people out there doing it. We go and buy coffee all the time, okay? Now Starbucks has honed that market, so when you think coffee, you think Starbucks, okay? There are people who have been designing clothes since, you know, the beginning of time pretty much, you know? And so, you know, everybody wants, whether you want to be practical and you need a hat or a clothing item, to if you want to be, you know, eclectic or chic or whatever it is, there's a clothing designer out there designing something for us. I mean, right now as we speak, right, we're wearing clothes, right? So somebody designed those. So there's a need for it, whether it's a matter of, you know, necessity or if it's a matter of just, you know, simply being stylish. And so I think that people forget that when it comes to us as small business owners, the relevance of what we're doing, because there are people out there already doing it that are in the limelight that we pay attention to. But once upon a time, they had this little dream. And somehow people got behind them, and somehow they got funding, somehow they got sponsorship, whatever it is, to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And they were smart about, you know, the moves they made or whatever it is, you know, to get them out in the spotlight to then, you know, again, going back, they started as somebody very, very small who nobody knew their name. You know, and I love the fact that, you know, you and your wife are passionate about this. I love looking at the pictures. Let me tell you, I cannot wait to get my leopard hat, because you already know that I told you, I said I'm saving up my coins in my coin jar, but I'm going to give me a leopard hat just because that's my signature, right? And I thought,
yeah.
What better way, you know, to help, you know, to be able, in a sense, display my signature while I'm out and about, but also be able to, you know, wear one of your products and to be able to proudly say, this is where I got it from. You know, so when I get my hat, you got to send me either business cards or postcards or whatever, some type of advertisements that I can hand out, because I'm really big on that type of stuff.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
When I'm out and about, you know, letting people know, because, you know, as much as I want people to tell other people about myself, my big thing is about, you know, helping you guys, you know, get the word out about, you know, who you are and what you're doing. And, I'm getting me a leopard hat. So, you know, if anybody needs a hat, this is the man to talk to, he and his wife. So, Ty, tell people where they can find, you know, your product online and how to go about ordering it and all of that.
Oh, sure. We have a Facebook page. It's called Steph and Ty. It's spelled S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E as in Elephant, F as in Frank, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, and Y as in Yo-Yo. It's short for Stephanie and Tyrone. And we're located on Facebook, so you can find our, you know, you can look at Facebook and see what we do. You can also order from our Facebook page. And we're also on Shutterfly, which is a new way of shopping. It's called StephanTy@Shutterfly.com. And you can also order from there, too.
So is Shutterfly, tell me about Shutterfly. I've heard of it, but I don't really know any information about it.
It's fairly new. It's kind of almost like Etsy, if you're familiar with Etsy.
Okay.
We do have an Etsy page, too. But Shutterfly, it's a little bit more easier. It's not as complicated to shop from and what you do. You go on Shutterfly and, you know, you see what's there that you can purchase, and, you know, you can make comments on it, on what, you know, what you would like. So, again, it's a little bit more easier than shopping with Etsy. You don't have to go through a whole bunch of stuff to find
it. Okay.
You know, it's a little easier. Again, it's new, so, you know, anything new. But we haven't had, you know, any problems as of yet. It seems to be working.
Okay. Now tell me this, because you know I've been looking at the pictures of your hats, right? And I told you the other day, I've not ever been a hat person, just because when I attempted it, you know, my kids. You know how kids can just be kind of cruel sometimes?
Oh, Mom, yes.
Take that off your head. That don't even look right, you know? And so they kind of traumatized me about the hat thing. I do have, like, this leopard hat. It's, you know, but it's definitely a winter hat, and I'm like, it's not something you would just wear at any time. But so tell me this. Now, don't you think that certain style hats look right on specific type of heads?
You know what? And I get that question a lot when I'm out vending. And Steph and I answered to that is you have not found the right hat for you. There's a hat out there for you.
Right.
You know, it's just finding that right hat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think, you know, pretty much any hat, you know, that you run across that, you know, when it has your name written on it, like this is your hat, I think it's going to look good on you.
Right.
But it's just, you know, finding the right hat. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, honey.
And I think, you know, like with our hats, you know, they're cut and sew hats. So they're not, you know, they're not millinery done, so they're not stiff. They're really fun hats, but they're funky and practical. You can dress them up or you can dress them down. And, you know, all of the hats have elastic in them, so they stretch, which is a beautiful thing, because a lot of people have that complaint that, you know, either, you know, I have a lot of hair and I can't get a hat over my hair, or, you know, my head is too big, which is not true, but, you know, they just cut hats really small nowadays.
Okay.
And, you know, with the elastic being in there, it'll stretch. So you have room, you know, to play with. And, that makes a difference. Because I mean, we have had customers who started out with one hat and they say, oh, you know, I'm not really a hat person. Today, those customers are our best customers. I mean, we've gotten customers up to one of our customers, prime example. She has 41 hats.
Mm.
41.
Wow.
The other one, she's at 50.
Okay.
You know? So, you know, it's kind of like this, and I thank God, man. I'm so thankful and so blessed that, you know, people are really loving the hats. You know, I'm so thankful for Steph that, you know, Steph is incredible in what she does. You know, her eye, her, you know, her vision, you know, and, you know, on putting the hats together and the color combinations that she comes up with, they're really incredible.
So let's speak on that. And maybe sometime we can have, you know, Stephanie come on with you, too, and talk about her designs. But can you speak on her concept? Because these are not ordinary hats, not even the shape, the style, the color schemes, the textures, all of that. I definitely agree with you when you said funky, because they're unique and they're one of a kind, and they will definitely give you that eclectic look. So if you could kind of speak on Steph's, you know, concept behind her designs,
what she creates. A lot of it, what Steph is doing now, is what we call rehabbing, or basically taking what's old and making it new, because we do a lot of repurposing. Like, Steph might take a pair of jeans and cut them up and cut them into, you know, a hat, a dress. She might take a vintage dress, cut it up, and make a hat out of it. A lot of the hats are done out of upholstery fabric, which, using the upholstery fabric, the hat has a much longer, you know, it lasts a lot longer, because, you know, it's hard to kill upholstery fabric. You know,
right.
It lasts forever. So a lot of them are done out of upholstery fabric. And just, you know, again, you know, Steph's eye for mixing and matching patterns is incredible. Again, we've been together 20 years, and I'm always blown away by the different things that she comes up with, and even not just the patterns and the concepts of the fabrics, but the things that she puts on them. Like, some of the hats have leather. Some she puts Chinese coins on. Some she puts beads on. I had a hat that she did chopsticks on, and it was so funky. I was like, wow. So, I mean, she comes up with these concepts, and to me, they're just a gift from the creator that come through her, you know, and what comes out is just beautiful.
Well, yes, I would agree with you. Even my 4-year-old granddaughter was sitting with me the other day, and we were going through the pictures looking at the hats, and she was telling me, you know, which ones worked and which ones didn't work, you know. So, that was so funny to me, you know, Kimora telling me, you know. I think she was really looking at the color. So anything that kind of had, like, pink or peach colors, you know, she kind of, you know, thought those were pretty and cute, you know. But I definitely think that it's something that, you know, people will really, really take to more and more as they get exposed to it. I know the other night I was telling you how Coley Williams was hitting the like button, you know, and commenting on your hats. And I was like, wow, you know, I've been playing her music for a while, you know. And I'm like, okay, you know, I didn't realize that she actually owned, you know, some of your hats. So that just makes it.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's been a good customer. She's actually gotten a couple of them. And it's wild that you mention her because I just sent her some hats. So.
Yeah, that's very cool. She
likes them.
And, you know, I didn't realize that you were in the Detroit area. I don't know why I thought that you were down in the Texas area or something. And so then when I realized it at the last minute that you were in Detroit, I'm like, my brother Alvin just headed out there. He's there right now, you know, for the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. And John D. Green Sr., he's out there. He's got a group, Synergy, and they're performing at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards tonight with Melvin Chenault and Reiko and Matt. And I just know a lot of creative souls out there.
Detroit is a very, very creative area. A lot of artists. I see that.
So I definitely have to, you know, help you get the word out to the people that are right there, because I understand that you actually have a studio that you work out of that people can come and look at the hats and purchase them directly from you.
Yeah, we do. We're here. Actually, our studio is located at 227 Iron Street here in Detroit, which is almost downtown Detroit. It's in the River Park Lofts. And if anyone is in the Detroit area and they're looking to come to the studio, I also have a phone number that they can contact me at, which is 313-405-5759. Again, it's 313-405-5759.
All right. Well, I am so excited that you called in. When you reached out to me and we connected on Facebook, I thought, this is very cool, something very different. You know, I believe that there's so many forms of art out there, and definitely, you know, what your wife does is one of those forms of art. You know, on top of the fact that, I am definitely into supporting small businesses. And I am so glad that you took the time to, you know, call into the show and tell us about who you are and what you and your wife do and how people can find out more about you, purchase your product, you know, and all of that. And I think that, again, once more and more people, you know, find out about your product, you know, and get to experience it, you know, it'll spread even more. So I know that once I get moved, I'm going to, you know, start exploring, the possibilities of, you know, how we can get you out here to the Pacific Northwest. I've got an artist out here I know that will love your product, so I'm definitely going to share that with her. But you know what? I am not going to let you go yet. You know what I'm going to play right now?
What's that?
Do you have any idea? Okay, I'm just going to jump in and play it, and then we can talk about it afterwards.
Oh, okay.
So don't hang up. All right.
Okay.
Here we go. I've got a surprise track that I'm playing for y'all, and then we're going to talk to Ty about it.
Oh, okay.
Getting Too Expensive by Coco St. James. So, Mr. Dickey, do you have something you'd like to share about this particular track I just played?
I love the track. I love the album. And I'm actually featured in the video of that track, which was my first video, which was really cool. I never did anything like that before. And Coco gave me the opportunity to be featured in the video, and I'm like, again, so thankful. And the album, I mean, the album is incredible. It's incredible. Incredible person.
So did I surprise you?
Yes, you did. Wow.
It was so funny when I saw your number light up on the switchboard. I said, okay, let me scroll down to this. Let me scroll down because I'm going to play that while he's on the line. But I love the song, and I love the album also. I have to agree with you. She's a very, very fine singer, and it was just tickled me. I had to watch that video a few times. It tickled me just watching it because I was like, okay. I would just kind of spill it right now, but I'm going to encourage all of you to go check out Miss Coco St. James with the track that I just played, Expensive, and you will definitely get to see Tyrone Dickey's acting capabilities in this particular video, but it's cute. It's very, very cute. So I was glad that you put that on my page. It made me laugh, but I appreciated, you know, the music too, you know, and so I will definitely be sharing Coco's music here on Flava News Radio, and I'm really, really thrilled to get acquainted with her also through you. So I thank you for opening up the doors for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I think, you know, when once people hear Coco's music, man, they're going to love it. Her album is incredible. But from the first track to the last track, it's just really, really, it's a really good album.
I know, and I have to agree with you on that. You know, there are a lot of times when an artist puts together a CD, and you can definitely tell whether it's filler music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then there are other artists that are actually putting it out where, man, all of the tracks are hits, in my opinion. You know,
mm-hmm.
And so, I'm really glad to have her music to be able to share on the radio. And as people get to hear it here on Flava News Radio, they'll see exactly what you're talking about and what I'm talking about. So, again, Ty, I really appreciate you calling in and taking time out of your busy schedule and, you know, letting us know about Steph and Ty's hats and apparel. And, you know, I love what your wife is creating. I do. It's something just beautiful and unique. And I definitely, again, will be ordering my leopard hat. Now, tell me this before I let you go. Can a person make a request if there's a certain style or certain color or, you know, concept that they kind of have as far as what they would like, can they make a specific request?
Well, we used to could do that, but now we're getting in a situation where it's getting a little busy, so
okay.
It's kind of hard because it's three of us in the company. It's
mm-hmm.
Steph, myself, and Maggie, which is another young lady that we have helping us sew.
Okay.
And so it's kind of hard but what we try to do, we try, like, if, let's say, like, you want a black hat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we try to keep people who want a black hat, we try to keep them posted on, okay, well, we have black hats that are being shown right now.
Okay.
Go to the, you know, go to the Facebook page or go to Shutterfly, and that way you can see if there's something there that you like. The same with you. When you said, well, Ty, I like the leopard, and I thought about it, oh, we have some leopard print. So,
right.
You know, let's once this hat gets together, I'll call you, or, you know, and say, hey, Lady Flavor, I got some, you know, some leopard. What you think, you know?
Right, right.
So,
I love
that. So, yeah, we do try to do that.
Okay, okay. Now, what I would love for you to do is, you know, sometime in, let's say, like November, you know, if you and your wife could come back on the show, you know, as we start circulating the pictures and the information and all of that and getting the word out through Flava News about who you are and what you're doing, I'd love for you to come back on and talk about it to encourage people, you know, to check you guys out for the holidays.
Oh, cool. Sure.
You know what I mean? To kind of push some sales, you know, for the holidays, whatever people celebrate or whatever. I think it would be a great holiday gift, you know, for
Yeah.
So I would love for you guys to come back on sometime in November.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would be honored. We'll definitely
okay.
have to do that.
So before I let you go, Ty, tell people again where they can find out information about your product and all of that.
Oh, sure. Okay. On Facebook, we're Steph and Ty, and that's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E as in Elephant, F as in Frank, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, Y as in Yo-Yo, Steph and Ty. And on Shutterfly, we're Steph and Ty, again, all one word, dot Shutterfly, Shutterfly.com. And those are the two play. Or if you're in the Detroit area, you can also stop by the studio, which it's mainly by appointment only, but you can call first, and my phone number here is 313-405-5759. Again, the area code is 313-405-5759.
All right. Thank you so much again, Ty, for calling into the show. I so appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to ordering my hat and being able to take some pictures of my big old head in your hat.
No, stop it, lady. Stop it. Oh, thank you so much for having, you know, having
you're welcome,
on to, you know, to talk about, you know, what we do, you know, and I'm so, again, so humble and so thankful, you know, I appreciate it.
Oh, well, don't be a stranger, you know, anytime,
no,
you know, on Saturdays, I do the coffee house show. This is definitely all about opening up the phone lines for, you know, artists and small business owners to call in and talk about who they are and what they do. And then, you know, if you want to do it on the coffee shop show, we can do that. Or when you and Steph come back on the show, we can just set up a on the leopard carpet with Lady Flava. That particular show is just geared towards a specific person or artist, and it's all about them.
Okay.
And so, you know, or we could do a show combination of you, the two of you, with Coco St. James, or, you know, whatever, you know, you want to do. So we can definitely work it out.
Okay, sounds good. I
all right.
It.
All right. Thank you,
hon. Thank you so much. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye
now. All right, that was a wonderful surprise. I mean, he mentioned that possibly he would call into the show, you know, but you never know. I don't like to, you know, stick people, you know, to that because I just know that things come up and all of that. So if there's anybody else who wants to raise their hand, feel free to do so. Or if there's anybody who's listening live, the call-on number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, I'm going to get back to playing some tracks of some of my favorite artists. They're all members of the Flava News movement, and I'm very, very blessed to have some amazing talents come my way. This young lady that I'm going to bring to you next, she is a local talent out of Seattle, Washington. This is actually the very first track that I ever played for, and I used to play this particular CD in my coffee shop at Flava Coffee House in North Seattle before I closed her doors. And this is Chocolate with To Whom It May Concern.
I'm not
Chocolate out of the Pacific Northwest with her track, To Whom It May Concern. Now I'm going to keep it right here in the Pacific Northwest. I'm actually really proud to be able to play talents from my own area, my own hometown of Seattle, Washington. And I'm going to play this particular track. This young lady is actually listening to the show live right now. Her name is Leroy Kim Mitchell, and this is Thank You for Loving Me. You Never Gave Up.
I look back on my life and I see you were always there. You cared for me, not to share with me, and you made me your own. Remember when you looked one day, you smiled. I looked away, nonetheless, you stuck by me.
Mother, if you ain't got the one that you truly love. I'll make love. Make believe that Mother Earth won't die for our poor judgment. Make believe that we will rise and make believe in paradise and love.
Moment. I am so sorry. I had myself on mute. Trust and believe, I was having this great conversation with all of you, you know, as I was finishing up that one set and going into another one. So let me just stop here before I play any more music and just let you know who I actually played probably in the last 15 minutes or so. I was playing my girl Leroy, who is out of the Pacific Northwest, with her piece Thank You for Loving Me, You Never Gave Up. Then I went into Paris Toon, who is an amazing, amazing producer out of Arizona, and that track that he produced was sung by Nick West, and her piece is called No Choice. Then I went into Winston Warrior out of the ATL with Keep Moving. Then I went into my business partner, Mark Van Claggett, with Call on Me. And the last track that I just played is an amazing young man who's out of the Pacific Northwest. He just moved to California to just fulfill his dream, to pursue his dream as a singer, songwriter, and I guess an actor. And that was Sheldon Butler with Make Believe. I had the opportunity to finally meet him in person last weekend while I was off. And let me just tell you that when he embraced me and he was like, "The Lady Flava," I was like, oh my goodness, this is why it is so worth me doing what it is that I do. It was a great experience to see him perform live. He actually performed with his father also the second half of the show. His name is Gordon Butler, and it was a beautiful, beautiful experience. So I send my best wishes and prayers out to Sheldon Butler as he embarks on his new journey down there in California. So thank you so much for hanging out with me. Thank you so much for being patient with me. Thank you for not chastising me for having a senior moment here on Flava News Radio. I have that from time to time, you know, but hey, I don't ever try to claim to be perfect, okay? I really don't. So if there's nobody that wants to raise their hand or call in, let me just throw out the call-in number again, which is 347-857-1189. I would love to hear from you, love to hear about who you are, what you do, what's your, you know, form of art, or what, tell us about your small business. That's what I do here at the coffee shop. I just open up the doors and open up the phone lines for you to come on through and tell us about who you are and what you do. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep it moving and continue playing tracks from the artists that you can find over at Flava News, Flava News Movement. And the next track I'm going to go to is Let It Ring by Tamika Love Jones out of Washington, D.C.
I love it. somebody else. I hope you're ready for this love I'm about to give. Instead of standing around, why don't you bring your lips over here and whisper in my ear all the things you want me to do. How about I start with these clothes I'll remove? I'll take mine off, put the lights on, candles on. This is what we've been waiting for.
I don't ever want to stop, don't want to quit.
Play around, you bring the heat. Wanna pinch myself, make sure it ain't fantasy. Cause what I'm feeling, whatever touch is ecstasy. Are you with me, baby? Do you feel me now? Wanna make it last all night? Come on, have the sound.
on to the next chapter. A lot of y'all out there doing what other people tell you to do when you really don't have to. Just do what your gut tell you to do, and don't let this evil system trap you. Cause whether you do something or not in this world, life still will come around and slap you. You gotta think about your kids and your grandkids. What you gonna leave them when you gone? A whole bunch of necklaces, a grill, a Cadillac, and no 22-inch chrome. They gonna be just like they old man, looking good in the streets with no stable home. We out here trying to teach these kids how to be adults, and we don't even know how to be all the way grown.
In that set, I played Tamika Love Jones out of Washington, D.C. with Let It Ring. Then I went into Mahogany Dust. I want to say that they are out of Atlanta, but Mahogany Dust is a R&B spoken word combo, duo, I guess I should say, with their piece Goodbye. Then I went into Julie Dexter, who is out of Atlanta, Georgia, by way of London, England. And actually, we will be bringing Julie Dexter out to the Pacific Northwest sometime here in the future, working on the details of that. And I played her track Sunrise. And then closing out that set, I went into Morris Allen with his track Let It Ride. And if you by chance missed my Partner in Crimes show last night, Dwayne Olson from Soul City Radio does a show every Friday night here on Flava News Radio called Soul Sessions. He had Morris Allen on last night as a featured guest. So go back and check out the archives. It was a great, great interview. So that's how we do it. You know, I'm going to be heard on Soul City Radio out in Baltimore here in just, oh gosh, I will try to target maybe November once I get my studio set up at my new home and all of that, and get the computer and get familiar with the programs and all. I'm going to be syndicated on about three other stations, and Soul City Radio out of Baltimore is going to be one of them. So I'm really, really looking forward to it. It opens up the opportunity for the members of the Flava News movement to be heard in front of, you know, many more listeners of the internet radio scene. One of the things that I think that I will do as an artist roundtable topic is internet radio shows and the value of them, that this is where the unknown, the underground independent artists can be heard. It is such a struggle to get your sounds heard on regular radio. And many other stations will not even think about an unknown artist being heard. And so this is a great way, you know, for you to take your talents and be heard in front of the masses. Internet radio is global. It's something, Blog Talk Radio is an amazing tool, and it has been great. I started my show back in 2009. And has grown. I can honestly tell you in the last year, it's almost 10 times the amount of listeners than I had a year ago. And I'm so blessed. And it's from all over the world. The archive listens of these shows are just growing and growing globally. Because, you know, the time zone differences, you know, people aren't always able to tune in at the time that I do the shows or Duane does the shows. And so it allows them that opportunity to come back and check out the archives. And in that way, they are introduced to who you are and your sounds or information about your product and services and all of that. So before I go any further, I kind of have a proud moment. My brother, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, is out there in Detroit at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, and he just won an award. And so you got to go check out the picture that I just posted on my wall, or if you're friends with Alvin, go check out the picture. He looks amazing, just so handsome. And yes, I call him my brother. He's been in my life since I was about 17 years old. He's got a brand new novel coming out. It's actually published by Zane Strebber Publishing, and it's coming out in October, and it's called Perfect Circle. I am so blessed. I got a copy before it actually has released, so I will definitely be reading that for review here in the very, very near future. I have to tell you something. There is an author out there that I have been connected to for many, many years. And I'm so behind times when it comes to this technology stuff. And I kind of really, really resisted this Kindle thing. But I have to give a shout out to Barbara Grosvenor because she kind of, you know, she never like pushed me, right? But because she posted out a lot about you know, reading her books, you know, off of Kindle and all of that. And now the books that she is writing are available on Kindle. I'm like, okay, you know, she's an amazing woman. She's an amazing talent. She's somebody I have much respect for and have for many, many years. I had to go and support her. I just wanted to support her. So one of these days when I'm a big girl, I'm going to get a Kindle Fire. But right now I have it on my phone. And so I'm reading Cold Cereal by Barbara Grosvenor off of Kindle. And I have to tell you, it's an amazing tool. I really love books, and I'm thinking the reason why I really love physical copies of books is because it's like a trophy for me. I used to be just an avid reader, and I just loved to see the books lined up on my bookshelves. And then when I became a book reviewer, say about 2007, 2006, I love just looking at the books that I've reviewed. And so I think that's maybe part of my resistance. And then, you know, I'm getting older, and so my eyes, you know, are challenged when it comes to being online and stuff for long periods of time. But I have to tell you, thank you, Barbara Grosvenor, because, you know, now I'm going to start reading some books on the tablet or off of my phone or whatever. And it's a great way to do it because I can easily take it with me. And when I have a moment or two, I can open up my Kindle on my phone right now and read. And so, you know, I want you to check out Barbara Grosvenor. She's an amazing talent. She's written some great, great books. She has another book out that's called Even Numbers. It is a book that will make you sad and make you mad. But at the same time, I think it's a very important read, especially for women who are dating, who have children. And that's all I'm going to say right there. You can definitely find it on Amazon, and I would suggest that you go find it. It's a great, great read. Go find her other books. She's a great talent. She's working on some new projects right now that are going to be coming out in the near future. So pay attention to Miss Barbara Grosvenor. So I've got like 17 minutes left in the show. So I want to play just a few more tracks. Again, I want to thank everybody who's listening to the show live for hanging out with me today. Mr. Funk, got to give you a shout out there in New Jersey. My dear, dear friend. He's an amazing graphic designer and talent. You know, he creates some of the banners that you see on my page, and I think he's an amazing man, very loving and very giving man, and appreciate all the support that you give to me, Mr. Funk, as Lady Flava and through Flava News, and being a partner with me. Appreciate you big time. So I want to play a piece by my girl, Neo Soldier. I had her on as a featured guest a while back on the Leper Carpet. She's got an amazing story. She is an amazing spirit. She just moved from, I want to say, Ohio down to Texas. So she's transitioning, you know, and getting familiar with her new surroundings and all of that. So I look forward to some new projects coming out by her, but I'm going to play her piece, Color. Again, this is Neo Soldier.
Designed me with brushstrokes long and brushstrokes short, redefined me. Limb stroke amber and queenly, breast kiss with hues mahogany and ripe. Again and again he dipped his brush inside with strokes hard and strokes soft, caressed hips with melon deep to the core, finding their center. Brush stroke shades, reds passion, gold hints of desire, silver streaks of sensuality, again and again.
Touching my saffron skin.
Brush mingled to create our colors, sure and fast until body explodes with colors in this art of making love, and his colors dip and swirl and blend and glide until her colors become saffron and hued with mahoganies and burgundies, and the sensuality of a masterpiece completed. He created me beautiful.
God so loved the world that he gave his son, so that you and I would be free. And he bore all my sin. When I was guilty, he called me friend. So when I think of all he's done, I wanna love him more. Tell him thank you, but he continues to show us grace and mercy. Thank you, Father. There's no one in this world who can love me like you do. It's unconditional and true. That's what I.
Closing out today's show, I went with Neo Soulja with her piece Color, Robert G, No Greater Love, and then closing out with a group that's a part of my Unity Through Arts Exchange clientele with their piece called Love Is Here to Stay, and that's featuring Todd Brown. I want to thank everybody who tuned in again live to Flava News. I want to thank Tyrone Dickey from and Ty Hats and Apparel for calling in and telling us about who he is and what he does, he and his wife. I'm going to have them back on in November so we can talk about it a little bit more and kind of pique your interest for the holiday season. I want to thank Mr. Funk out in New Jersey for hanging out with me, my girl Leroy, Kim Mitchell from right here in the Pacific Northwest, to Barbara Grosvenor, amazing, amazing author out of Florida. Thank you so much for hanging out. I want to thank those that have been on the phone line the past 2 hours with me. Thank you for listening from your phones. To those that are listening incognito, I love you too. And those that come back and check out the archives. This is what we do every Saturday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, PM Eastern Standard Time. It's all about showing love to the unknown underground independent artists. Take care, God bless, and help spread the word about what we're doing here at Flava News and Flava News Radio. Good night.